What is it?
Saunders.
Saunders?
Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hello, Dennis.
Yes.
Well, it's morning, night time on yours, too. This is Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man. You call me.
Yes, sir. I actually spoke to Jennifer a little bit earlier, but I was just kind of looking at everything, and just from my experience, it looks like you're probably going to end up with a loan that's pretty comparable to what you just paid off. It's probably going to be, you know, fairly short term, another daily payment. And around $15,000 to $20,000 in total financing. So I wanted to touch base with you on that first. I mean, I still think we're a better option for you, especially in the long run. But I didn't know if you wanted to go that route again, because I think that's what I'm going to be up against, to be honest with you.
Can you repeat that, what you were saying?
Sure, absolutely. So as far as any loan options available for you, after looking at the bank statements and everything, it looks like you'll probably end up with a loan comparable, you know, similar to what you just paid off. It'll be probably a shorter term loan.
$20,000?
Probably anywhere from 15 to 20. You know, usually we can lend up to 10% of your annual sales, but that's with, you know, with very, very few NSFs on the bank statements, if any at all. You know, there's a few NSFs on there, which I'm sure you're aware of, that were probably because of the other loan.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, and I think you and I had this discussion before. I mean, I don't mind taking $20,000 open now, doing business with your company, and hopefully that, you know, within a few months we can change this around. But the daily loan is what really why I have insufficient funds. Because what happened, I don't have the cash flow to really sustain and not daily payments. So weekly, I can deal with.
I mean, to be candid with you, it's few and far between when I get a weekly payment, and they usually get those. I mean, obviously, this type of lending is evolving. They are more common, and longer terms are coming around and being more available. But with because of the previous loan that you had, that it did affect the NSF activity on the bank statements, they'll probably go back to a daily payment. Just because
you cannot do the daily payment, it's too difficult for me. And I tell you, because I don't have, this is what happened. I'm dealing with a small bank. And as a matter of fact, I'm having a problem with the bank presently, and I'll be upfront and honest with you. I just hired an attorney to talk to the bank about that I cannot afford to get my checks. Credit on my checks every 3 days, and that's what I'm presently getting. Okay? So when I make a deposit, it's not that I have checks that for my customer returning. What I do have is that the bank will not give me credit for 3 days. So I have a choice. I either change bank and go to a bank that will give me 24 hours credit on my deposit versus getting 3 days. Because when I get 3 days, and for instance, you have to collect $200 or $300. And they do not clear my checks that I deposit. Then it's great.
Well, I understand, and I can see how that'd be the issue if you're not a restaurant, you're not a hair salon or something that actually has clients coming in and out your door every day or that use a credit card. So I understand.
Don't.
that that's the case, but I'm just saying with these type of approvals, I mean, I would obviously request a weekly payment, but I can't guarantee I can get you one.
So, no, I understand. Okay. So all you can do is try.
Right. Well, I can definitely try. And one quick question, too. Do you accept credit card payments from your clients at all?
A little bit. Let me say this to you. I just started doing, and actually about a month ago, I started doing some business with Office Depot.
Okay.
And it's growing. That's one of the things I'm doing. I'm changing my credit card company, and I'm going to a company that's called Webster, which charged me 1%. The credit card company I'm presently using is Merchant. It charged me 3%. Plus, I have to pay a $44 monthly fee for the machine. So, I'm buying my own machine, which I already bought. And I will pay 1% with Webster Bank, which I will have them take over my account starting next coming Wednesday. And for some reason, if we should do business, that's a bank I would really run your account through.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yes, I do. I do take credit cards.
Well, the reason I ask is because, well, it's an option that we do have a loan where they capture a percentage of your credit card processing to pay the loan back. So it wouldn't actually affect anything other than your Visa and MasterCard sales. But how much of your business is credit card processing, would you say?
Not very much.
Okay.
Based on Office Depot and whatever, and I can send you all the information there, Mom, we hope the amount of business again from them, that it will go somewhere around maybe close to about $1,000 a month within the next month or two. Even though we are going in a warm season, which is the slower season for coffee sales, because people drink less coffee when it's warmer. But based on what I'm selling to them right now is about roughly $1,000 a month, and I can show you that. I can show all my invoices that I'm doing through them. So it's growing. Every day I get two or three more extra pounds order from them. And watch how it's done. They take our coffee and put it on their website.
Very nice.
So
that's actually a huge opportunity for you here in the future, too.
Pardon me?
That is a huge opportunity for you in the future as well.
Oh, it is, and I've seen it growing, and I know that. So, if you want, I can send you all that information, and whether it will help or not. But right now, you know, what happened, even though it's a great opportunity for me, they do not, when they collect the money, they don't pay us until every 15 days. But it's okay. Because if the volume grows, then after a while, I'll be able to, you know, dig myself out of that hole. So that's probably the major part of my credit card. The other part I have is I have a little bit that I do through Amazon, which I just signed up with them also. And that seems to be going slowly. But primarily, it's not a big business for us with credit card. Not yet anyway.
Gotcha.
I seen the opportunity with Office Depot that we could wind up doing hundreds of pounds a week, and it could become the major, most important part of my business.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be really happy for you guys. I really don't need an explanation. I mean, I can just write that up and show my underwriters. All I need to do is look at 4 months of your credit card processing statements.
Okay, I have to call Jennifer and ask her to email it to you.
Usually with the company, I was just going to say, usually with the company that you go through, they'll have those archived on their website, so you can just download those, you know, onto a PDF, and you can email them right to me. Just a merchant statement that just, it's usually like a passenger statement every month. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
I just need 4 months of those, and then I'll get this.
I'll have her send it to you.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll get that submitted with that type of loan program in mind as well. Then that might be a better fit for you because it only affects your credit card processing. It takes a percentage of that.
Sure. Okay,
and,
very good.
And then as that business grows and you pay that loan back sooner, you can renew those terms once you're 50% paid in. You know, like I said, I can't guarantee that approval, but I will shoot for it. And
look, all you can do is try.
Absolutely. That's all I can do is try. And then I think either way, in the long run, I think we're a much better option for you than anyone else. You know, we're familiar
but
with
if
your
can,
industry.
If they want to do some business and we can get this done on a weekly basis, that's you know, I won't do it on a daily basis because I don't want to really commit myself to something that I can't meet. It's too difficult.
I understand. Yep, I will definitely do my best to steer away from that and try to get you set up with something that's more structured for your business.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. So, yep, just
okay.
Going to talk to Jennifer. Or I can
I'll have Jennifer. I'll have Jennifer send that to you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Lloyd.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.